Welcome to your home for Red Fox Athletic News. This is the Hartsville Sports Network podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Hartsville Sports Network podcast. I'm your host, Demaya Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Polson.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. Make sure to like, share, subscribe, and five-star rate. So how was y'all week?
It was good.
It was good. I got my license.
Oh.
So, yeah.
You know how to drive?
Do I know how to drive?
Well, he had to get his license.
I mean, yeah, I've been driving. Well, I mean, legally, I've been driving for 6 months with my permit.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But, well, yeah, I mean, I've been driving stuff before that, you know, like, so not, right, not like on the road and stuff, but like I've been driving other stuff to kind of get the feel of driving in general, so.
Oh, that's good.
What is your favorite dream vacation?
Jamaica.
That's a good one. I probably have to say, I want to go, I don't even know.
Just somewhere?
I mean, like, I don't really have a place. I mean, like, I want to go on a cruise, but I don't know, like, to where.
Greece. Somewhere, I don't know.
That's a good one.
You look pretty over there.
Now it's time for the Red Fox recap.
The Hartsville girls continue their winning ways. Last Wednesday, the girls went into hostile territory to beat West Florence 67-42. The Lady Foxes are now 4-0 in the region. The Foxes had a big second quarter to go into the half with a 37-16 lead. Hartsville added to the lead in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Lady Knights 19-10 to cruise on to victory. Leading the way for Hartsville was Jazzy Frierson with 26 points, and Brooke Mitchell with 14. Other Red Fox scoring was Ariana Scott with 8, Julia Lowes with 5, Jasmine Reyes with 5, Tatiana Fisher with 7, and Asia Stafford with 2.
The Hartsville boys basketball team lost their second game in a row this season, which put their region record to 1-3 against West Florence. The boys were under extreme pressure the whole game with not having a lot of their top scorers and while also playing their first away game. The first quarter was not looking too good for the Foxes by going down in the first quarter 17-8, but the boys were not going away so easily. The climb back into the game with only being down 29-28. Coming in after the break, the Foxes came right where they left off and ended the third quarter down 44-41. In the fourth quarter, the boys were fighting and putting everything they had to come back and win the game. Ultimately, it was not enough to pull the win, losing 71-57. Coach English said, "We played hard. I think we ran out of gas at the end." The boys had a game plan and continued to stick to it throughout the game and secure a tight score over the Knights, but they couldn't keep up with some missing shots. Coach English also said, "They were able to create some turnovers, force some bad shots, and then we got to playing a little bit of our basketball, getting out, running, being patient on offense." Key players for this game were DeAndre Huggins with a lead of 20 points, putting the Foxes in an excellent position for a possible comeback. Following closely behind, Cam Foman with 14 points. Foman and Huggins combined for 13 points in the second quarter as varsity boys temporarily took a 26-23 lead after trailing 14-4 at one end in the first. Also scoring for the Foxes were Jamal Brown with 8, Zion Pettis with 5, Tristan Spann with 4, Shaquan Pendergrass with 2, and Braden Crowley with 2.
The Hartsville boys basketball team lost their fourth region game against Wilson on Friday. The boys came out of the game ready with a lot of confidence and started the game hot with a 15-7 lead. But unfortunately, the Tigers would climb back, ended the quarter 18-17. The Foxes came into the second quarter with the same intensity and went into halftime 1 point, 35-34. After the break, the Foxes came back very slowly, taking the lead of 49-43. Coming back into the fourth quarter, the Foxes tried their hardest to come back and take the win. But in the end, it was not enough to defeat the Woodson Tigers, losing 70-59. The Foxes' region record is now 1-4. The key players for this game were DeAndre Huggins with the lead of 19 points, Cam Foreman with 18, Xavion Robinson with 9, Shaquan Pendergrass 5, Tyreek Fisher with 4, McCoy Harry with 2, and Zion Pettis with 2. The varsity boys fell being 1-4 in the region and 8-11 overall. The boys will be back in action Tuesday, January 23rd against South Florence. It is always the key to success for upcoming games, and the boys stay locked in to come on top with a big win. The game plan is to control the ball, play as a team, and communicate throughout the game. Good luck, Foxes.
Here is Coach Boob with upcoming events for the week of January 23rd.
I'm here with Coach Boob. What events do we have this week?
So we got a pretty full week this week. We got something every single night, and four of the nights we have them right here at Hartsville Arena. So we start with JV basketball tonight. We take on South Florence Monday and Tuesday, but JV's Monday, and we travel over to South on Tuesday. Should be another big game for us, for the girls and boys. For the girls' side, and I think it's to see who would be number one in the region as of right now. And then on Wednesday night, it's senior night for wrestling. They're hosting Chesterfield and Sherrall, but it is senior night, so you know, come celebrate. I think we have about 5 or 6 seniors that will be going that night, so come celebrate with them. And then on Thursday, we have JV basketball again versus Myrtle Beach. And then on Friday, our basketball teams travel to Myrtle Beach, but our wrestling team actually is hosting the Region 6 individual tournament right here in our arena, and actually starts wrestling at 4 o'clock. So immediately after school, y'all can come over and watch some pretty good wrestling. We have one of the toughest regions in the state, like we do in most sports. And then on Saturday, we have JV basketball traveling to Sumter for a little invitational, and then wrestling is in the team dual region championship. So a full week for the Red Foxes, and a lot of things at stake this week. So hope you come out and enjoy the games.
Thank you, Coach Boob.
Thank you for listening. Once again, remember you can listen to Hartsville Sports Network on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and, of course, the home of the Red Foxes, HHSRedFoxes.com. I'm your host, Demai Bishop, and I'm here with
Jazzy Frierson,
Tucker Polson.
We're out. Boom! We'll be right back.